This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But look, money, ancient.
Right. Not only
not of the MILF type.
We've been talking about money and donations and how you can support Joy. But one of the things I've realized when I've been spending money is that, we talk about it being a year of technology, 2017, there's been a lot of advancements.
The future is now.
One thing I realize is that I'm spending money digitally now. Mm. You know, it's all just a number from my card that continuously goes down.
Yeah, you don't really feel it, you know? It's like a tap now. It's just a tap, and
exactly
it's not
right.
even really a process of, you know,
some taps
giving
you
and
do
receiving.
Feel.
That's true. But, you know, when
depending
it's
on the purchase.
That's it. When it's a big purchase, I guess you do feel it because then it declines after
that. If it's a big purchase, you definitely feel it. You feel it for days.
You do.
But I feel like since we've moved on to, like, the age of credit cards, and I guess it would have happened with checks when they first came out.
Yeah.
But we've lost...
Why are you making fun of people from the Czech Republic?
I'm saying the Czech...
When they've come out.
Mm.
Come out.
Are you telling them to be closeted in Prague?
I'm not really sure what we are talking about now. I'm talking about when you purchase things with
a check. I thought you were talking about the people of the Czech Republic coming out of the closet.
No. Talking about money, Dylan.
Oh, okay.
Money.
But power to them.
Power to them.
Power to them. Power
to the people.
That's right. We are not landlocked.
We are a motion to the ocean.
That's it, baby.
With money, I've found, though, that since I'm not using the physical format of it anymore, you know, coins or notes.
Yep.
I feel like when I do, I'm taken back in time.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Almost, you know, you're taken back into a time where, you know, it was just markets.
Things
were
simpler.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it was just merchant to consumer.
That was it. You know,
and that was it. You know,
you had your sack of coins or whatever it was.
And you trade those coins for a loaf of bread.
You know, there was none of this tap your rock on the other rock to get free stuff.
No, I don't think there was. I don't think that happened.
I don't think Bluetooth was a thing yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, I think if they had bad teeth, it probably was.
That's true.
They would have turned blue. Would have turned blue.
That's true. But I feel like if I'm walking and buying something with, like, my fistful of coins, I am taken back to, you know, when you've got your toga on and you're
That's
just,
right.
I buy this jug of wine.
And the great thing is as well, you know, you do get tend to feel it more. You know, when it's that physical action of handing over the money, you do, you know, you take into account that purchase a little bit more rather than it just being a swipe or insert situation.
It's true. Especially when I was younger, I found that if I had gold coins, you know that's not gold. You know.
That's right.
But it's worth more than the silver coins.
Yes.
So
that's right.
If you're able to, you know, if you're giving off your gold, technically, there's something weird about that. And I feel like it's taken back to the olden times, even with, you know, our folden money, our notes.
Oh,
folden money.
You know, if you're doing well, you've got some folden money.
Catering to our over 85 audience by calling it folden money.
It's true. But that's what I'm getting at. It reminds me still, if I use that form of currency, that I'm using, you know, I will trade you this scroll with a number on it for your sack of feathers or whatever,
like
you know.
Sounds like a great book to read.
It does.
But I mean, you're talking about change.
Yes.
It's as good as a holiday.
Right. And it's even better when you've made your purchases with your cash.
You've already purchased.
You got change back. Because that sometimes happens. That can happen.
If you're lucky.
That's right. And look, you just so happen to need to make another purchase.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make that purchase out of the change that you received from the other purchases.
It's like free. It's a free thing.
It's a free item. It's a free item. And you don't even need to, you know, check the bank account. You don't even need to check the wallet. It's right there, baby.
But it's crazy that you can get that with change. But if you're paying through your card or, you know, whatever credits you use, it's not the same. You don't get free stuff on accident.
Yeah, you don't. You really don't.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.